There's some familiar music for you. Good morning. It's 11 o'clock. I'm Kermit Poling, General Manager here at Red River Radio. And that iconic music is by John Williams. You've heard of that composer, and you've seen many films with his music. He's written a lot of music, not just for films, but also for the concert stage as well. And the Shreveport Symphony is going to be featuring music of him tomorrow evening. And joining me in the studio, music director of the Shreveport Symphony, Michael Butterman. Good morning.
Good morning, Kermit.
And yeah, you recognize that too, I'm sure.
I've heard it a couple times.
More than a couple times. Yeah. How are you doing today?
I'm well, thank you. In this slightly rainy day, it's going to be a fun weekend though for us, because we have a concert on, well, tomorrow night, and then also on Sunday afternoon as well. And we're welcoming a fantastic saxophonist, Tim McAllister, as well as featuring Jackson Guillen, violinist, in a couple of fantastic solo features for violin by John Williams, and also Jason Mooney, our principal cellist, playing a beautiful elegy for cello and, in this case, piano. So a fun weekend of music ahead.
Indeed. And just so you know, the full orchestra concert, that is tomorrow evening, 7:30, and that's at Riverview Theater, downtown Shreveport.
Well, we're calling this, you know, John Williams from stage to screen, and of course, we know his music for films, which has just filled our lives for, what, about 60 years now, something like
that?
Yeah,
a long time.
Yeah, truly an unparalleled legacy. But he has also written quite a bit of music for the concert stage, concertos and, you know, other sort of, if you would, just concert music, nothing directly related to films. So we are trying to do a little bit of each in this particular program. I will say the first half of the concert, even though we have some pieces that are not directly from films, they are still indirectly related. So we have, for example, this sort of a fantasy on Fiddler on the Roof that Jackson's going to be playing with orchestra. Now, of course, John Williams did not write Fiddler on the Roof, but he did arrange the music for...
Scored the film.
The film, exactly right. Yeah. And then we're doing also Por Una Cabeza, this fantastic tango, which you know from Scent of a Woman, for example. Again, not a piece that he wrote, but that he had arranged and arranged for Itzhak Perlman, if I'm not mistaken. So that's a kind of fun and flashy and fancy piece. And then Tim McAllister is playing the Escapades for alto saxophone and orchestra. It's really a mini saxophone concerto in three movements. But these pieces are extracted from or based on the music that he wrote for Catch Me If You Can. Mm-hmm. That film was sort of a cool jazz vibe to it. So there's, you know, we got the saxophone out front along with bass and vibraphones, as a matter of fact. So it has a unique feel and something totally different than the you know, the Imperial March that you just played. That's the amazing thing to me about Williams, is that he has this chameleon-like ability to inhabit whatever sound world is appropriate. We have also in the second half Sayuri's theme from Memoirs of a Geisha, in which, you know, it just really sounds like music from the Far East. We have, as I mentioned, the pieces from Fiddler on the Roof, which has a, you know, its own kind of feel to it as well. Let's see, we're also playing some music on the second half, yes, from films, but things that you might not have heard as much. For example, from Star Wars, we have Parade of the Ewoks, for example, which is so cute and charming, and the forest battle, and Luke and Leia. These are, it's music you'll recognize, but it's not the main theme from Star Wars, for example, that we hear over and over. We do have, of course, Raiders March. We have Hymn to the Fallen from Saving Private Ryan. We also have a piece, I would say, or I should mention, by Philip Wade, who's a composer living in Shreveport-Bossier. This is a piece that he wrote in honor of John Williams called Fanfare, tribute to John Williams. And it's a short piece, but it's opening our second half. And it is one that, you know, I wanted to... Actually, we played it about 10 years ago, and I thought we would bring it back. It's always nice to feature music by a local composer on our concerts.
Indeed. And we also have in the studio with us our saxophonist, Timothy McAllister, who has joined us in the studio. Hello. Good morning to you. How are you doing?
Great. Thank you so
much.
And
thanks and welcome. Welcome to Shreveport.
Thank you.
We can talk a little bit about the escapades. Of course, it's from a film score. You were talking about the jazzy nature of this. And
thinking
back to especially John Williams' earlier career when he was a session pianist. Timothy, welcome.
Thank you so
again.
Much.
And why don't you talk a little bit about the piece and... As a player,
well, in the saxophone world, we're really proud of the piece because it's just a landmark piece tied to an amazing film. And in our profession, we're always trying to chase down every major living composer to write something for mm-hmm. the saxophone. And many of my colleagues have approached John Williams over time and said, "When are you going to write a saxophone concerto?" And his response is, "I already did." So this is his concert piece. You know, he has an amazing tuba concerto, a bassoon concerto, clarinet mm-hmm. concerto, all these wonderful pieces, and this is his saxophone concerto. So it just happens to be derived from all of the motivic material and the beautiful themes throughout the movie. And I remember, even as a an established professional saxophonist, going to that movie and the opening immediate. Music you hear is the saxophone and this great saxophone playing of the top LA session player Dan Higgins, who it was written for, and I remember being incredibly excited to hear a saxophone front and center in this way, and so it's a delight to play. I love to play it, and it's a really popular piece in my field.
So when you were kind of contemplating how you're putting this together, how are you balancing all of this out coming up?
Well, wanting to find this is a piece. Actually, we did it here maybe 19 years ago. It was one of the very first things I did.
Had to be one of your first things.
Yeah. I it's one I've loved for a long time. I will say that some of the pieces that Tim has mentioned are yes, he has these concertos and so on. Tuba is maybe one of the more accessible ones. Some mm-hmm. of the music, I will say, it's a little bit like when you listen to, let's say, Bernstein's Serenade or something like this. It's you hear the name Bernstein, one expects one thing, and then you hear something different. I think that is somewhat true of some of John Way's music mm-hmm. for the concert hall. But this piece, because it is derived from film, has a it sounds. It doesn't sound like Star Wars, doesn't sound like E.T., but it sounds like John Williams. Very, very accessible on first hearing, and it's got this wonderful interaction with the trio, between mm-hmm. the bass player and the vibraphone as well. I just wanted to kind of find a way of and this elegy we haven't really talked about that he wrote for cello.
Cello, yeah.
That's another work that I think, it's not terribly long, maybe 7 minutes long, but just... really, really beautiful, and one that on first hearing people will, I think, enjoy a great deal. So we have, the pieces like this that I think will be unfamiliar, but at the same time in a style that will immediately be that you will immediately understand and appreciate and feel very, very glad to have discovered, I guess, if you will.
Sure. Yeah. So again, the symphonic concert is tomorrow evening, 7:30 p.m., and that's at Riverview Theater in downtown Shreveport. So the Sunday concert.
Yeah.
All right. So that is at 3 o'clock at
LSUS.
LSUS. Oh, I was going to say it's not. Yeah, in the different venue from where many of the concerts are,
mm-hmm.
and that is in the University Center Theater. But it is still a free concert.
Right, part of the Knoll Foundation Chamber Music Series. This is one of the exciting things about that series. We are able to get to interact with our guest artists in ways that are different than just sort of, collaborating with them as concerto soloists. In this case, Tim's going to be playing with some of our musicians, as well as a wonderful collaborative pianist, Liz Ames, who's going to be joining him. And maybe I'll just let Tim talk a little bit about the repertoire for the concert ensemble.
Yeah, I think we wanted to somehow tie into a little bit of the theme of even the stage-to-screen type theme of the Saturday night concert. And even though not playing anything by John Williams, I was kind of playing pieces that straddle that line between concert music and jazz music and theater music and stage music. So this was something we put together. I'm going to be performing a mixed variety recital that includes some brand new works, pieces that your audiences will have not heard before. And then in our profession, some chestnuts, we'll be doing the Darius Milhaud Scaramouche, which was originally ballet theater music and reduced it down to essentially a concerto for saxophone and orchestra. And then this is a version I'll be doing for woodwind quintet with solo saxophone. So I'm excited to perform with the principals of the orchestra. We have a rehearsal today, in fact. That's what we do. We put things together fast in the music world. We're performing a brand new work that was written for myself and Liz Ames by Wynton Marsalis called Book Book Nova, which is a tribute to his brother, Branford Marsalis. And that was a piece that was written for us for an album we just put out this past year called Project Encore Number 2. It was the second in a series. We'll be performing two other works from that album, Jennifer Higdon's A Fine Line, which is a beautiful work she wrote as a tribute to me and is derived from some discarded material, actually from her viola concerto. Hmm. And then a work by a colleague of mine, where I'm professor of saxophone at University of Michigan. Our director of the jazz program is named Ellen Rowe. She's an amazing pianist and composer, and this is her first concert piece for saxophone and piano called Lost and Found. And then we're playing the seminal sonata of 1930 by Erwin Schulhoff. This is called the Hot Sonata, and this was a subtitled Jazz Sonata. This was his first kind of major work, and for us, a major sonata for saxophone, four-movement sonata, that drew upon this kind of underground jazz movement in Berlin, and which was, of course, you know, taboo. You weren't really music that was in the underground. It wasn't really allowed to be played out in public. And the saxophone was always tied to this degenerate culture, and it was something in Germany that was frowned upon. And Schulhoff kind of pushed against all of that and wrote this amazing work for saxophone.
Some Copland as well.
And we'll be playing the Copland Quiet City. This is a version. So we all know the piece as an epic work for orchestra with solo English horn and trumpet. But it came originally from a smaller work, a piece of incidental music for piano, saxophone, clarinet, and trumpet. That was the original instrumentation. And then in recent years, I've had various conductors interested in just kind of borrowing from that original vision and doing a version for saxophone, English horn, saxophone, trumpet, and piano. And we're doing that arrangement to open the concert with your principal trumpet. Yes? Is he one of them?
A guest principal trumpet.
Yes, okay, great, yeah. Great, yeah, I'm very excited. It's Cameron, yes? Yeah,
yes, correct.
Looking forward to working with him, so...
All right, so that is Sunday afternoon's concert at LSU Shreveport and in the University Center Theater in the middle of campus. And for that one, you do not need to have tickets for, because it is a free performance and an interesting lineup and very different from what tomorrow evening is going to be, which is of course the From Stage to Screen program of music of John Williams, which also features Timothy McAllister on that concert as well. Before we go back to regular programming, anything you want to add?
I think we've covered it pretty well. I'm amazed that our season is coming to a close here. It seems like it just fast, didn't it? yes. And we had a few other, you know, some snafus along the way with rescheduling things due to ice storms and so on.
That's
so
right.
It's been action-packed in its way, but it's just a wonderful way to bring it to a close, and I hope people will not only attend this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, but also have a look at what we've got coming up in the 26-27 season. A lot of terrific stuff that I'm going to be excited to share with everybody.
All right. Well, again, the number to call for tickets for tomorrow evening is 318-227-8863. That's TUNE. You can go to ShreveportSymphony.com and get details about both of these concerts. But joining me on the air, of course, music director Michael Butterman, as you have many times, and featured saxophonist Timothy McAllister. Thanks, guys, for being on the air.
Thank you.
If you have an event coming up you'd like to be featured on a future spotlight, give us a call at 800-552-8502.